This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last few weeks we've been discussing reasons why women stay in abusive relationships. And last week and the week before we talked about the religious aspects, that there are religious pressures on women to stay in abusive relationships and why that's not necessarily the best interpretation of scriptures. And so anyway, today we want to talk a little bit about a different aspect, about dropping out of school, having children early, and what the impacts of that are financially. Samantha and I were talking a little bit earlier about the fact that some statistics show that child poverty is very highly correlated with single mothers raising children.
It is, and it's a scary thought. I'm a single mother, have been raising my daughter by myself since she was 2 1/2, but I have a college education.
That's right, and college education is almost nobody winds up in poverty, if you've, the statistics show anyway, with a college education, and the few that do probably are because of mental illness or physical disabilities or something like that.
But exactly.
So if you want to stay out of poverty, the surest way of doing it is to get yourself a college education. If you want to go into poverty, one of the surest ways of doing it is to drop out of high school and start having babies at age 15 or 16.
It's very, very tough. And as we know, in our community, jobs are hard to come by at best. But if you're a high school dropout, they're even harder to come by. The factories are leaving us. They're not factory jobs that people can go into. And even with factory jobs, they're higher tech now. And the people who are hiring, they want to see that you have the fortitude and the stamina to finish high school.
That's right. Somebody was telling me the other day that even the sewing factories, which used to be a source of a lot of employment in this area, today they're all computerized. And so if you're going to work in those kind of factories, you've got to have skills dealing with computers and whatnot. It's not just a matter of standing on an assembly line that somebody can train you in a few days to do that kind of job. Those jobs are moving offshore, and
right.
So it's harder and harder to get meaningful work without an education. You gave me an example of somebody you knew who had a very high child care cost. I mean, that's a very expensive
right.
cost.
Right. A friend of mine, she's married, and her husband works, and she works, and a huge chunk of her salary goes for daycare. She's paying full price. $500 for one child and about $220 for the child who's in after school program. So $720 a month right off the top of the paycheck.
That's right. You couple that with the cost of increased cost of transportation today with gas prices going up, and so a lot comes off the top of that paycheck. And so if you're not making a decent total amount, then those costs can eat up a very high percentage of your
exactly
of your paycheck.
Yeah. Now county daycare funds do kick in for folks with lower incomes, but they still expect you to pay a portion, and sometimes county daycare funds run out.
Right, and we're saying this because most of the women that we see coming into the shelter are women who have dropped out of school, started having babies early, they have no high school education, and most of them have no job skills as well, and so they are really in a tough spot for getting a job. And a lot of it goes back to just having babies early, regardless of whether you finish high school or not. And I know a lot of women around here think that it's a way to cement a relationship with a guy is to get pregnant and have a baby with him. But the facts of life aren't always...
Oftentimes the guys run.
That's right.
To escape having to take care of that child financially and emotionally, the whole bit. So it does not seal the relationship. And we're mainly talking to young women who have not started having children yet, who have not settled down. And we're talking to you about finishing school.
And so... think twice before you take the easy route out. So if you want to talk more about this, we've got some phone numbers we can give them. Tell us the number in Yancey County.
In Yancey County, our outreach education program can be reached at 678-3436, and our crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place 24 hours a day, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.